3. The mutants bear the marks of all of their kind. Ruined, purplish, pustulent flesh, strips of it peeling away in places. Grey hair, yellow eyes, blackened teeth, with gaps in their gums where some have fallen out. 2 of them are men. The other is a girl, maybe a couple of years older than me. They seem as shocked by our appearance as we are by theirs. I don't know what they were expecting to find. Maybe they were searching for me, but I doubt they ever dreamed of stumbling upon their arch enemy, Dr. Oystein. The mutants gape at us, blinking dumbly. Then, before they can recover their senses, Owlman says to Zacharias, "Attack." The sheepdog bounds forward with a howl of vicious pleasure, baring its fangs, claws extending from its paws. I've seen the dog in action before. It's a dangerous opponent if you know what to anticipate, but even deadlier if it catches you unaware. The mutants weren't expecting the fangs and claws. They're not sure what to make of the animal, barreling towards them. And those few seconds of confusion damn them to defeat before the battle has properly started. Zacharias leaps at the nearest mutant, one of the men, and drives him to the ground. As he lands with a startled cry, the dog whips its right paw across his throat. The claws tear the mutant's throat to ribbons and blood spurts into the air. Zacharias doesn't wait around to wallow in the gushing blood. Instead, as the second man scrabbles for a weapon, the dog hurls itself into the air again, and this time strikes with its fangs. It clamps them around the man's face and crushes it, and the mutant screams as his cheeks implode, are terrible and piercing. The girl turns to flee, but Owlman calls to her, "If you try to run, you'll die." She looks back, eyes wide with fear. Zacharias finishes with the second man. The first is still thrashing, but will soon be as dead as the one who is now missing a face, and its back legs tense as it prepares to spring again. "Hold, old friend," Owlman says, and the dog relaxes immediately, though it doesn't retract its fangs or claws. The girl blinks at the dog, then at Owlman.
"I've seen you before," Owlman says.